From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Ford says it plans to boost production after seeing success from the government's Cash for Clunkers program. The automaker plans to build thousands more vehicles this quarter. That means extra work for assembly plants in Wayne, Michigan and Kansas City, Missouri. Under Cash for Clunkers, customers can trade in their old vehicles for more fuel-efficient ones, with rebates of up to $4,500. New unemployment claims rose unexpectedly last week to 558,000, but the number of people remaining on the benefit rolls dropped sharply to 6.2 million. Guitar legend Les Paul passed away today at the age of 94. He lived near New York City later in life, but occasionally came back to his hometown near Milwaukee. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Les Paul was born Lester William Polesfuss in Waukesha, Wisconsin in 1915. One of his nicknames became the Wizard of Waukesha. He became known internationally for his guitar playing, his recordings with wife Mary Ford, and for his technical innovations. But Paul visited Wisconsin over the years to see friends and family and take part in tributes to him. 2 years ago in Milwaukee, he spoke about his Midwestern roots.
Your cooking, your cheese is better, your beer is better. You people are better. It's just so many things about the Midwest.
The Gibson Guitar Company says Paul died of pneumonia. The company says funeral or memorial services will be held in New York and Waukesha. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Thousands of people have evacuated the Santa Cruz Mountains in California, where massive wildfires burning. The blaze has burned about 2,300 acres. A suicide bomb attack in northern Iraq continues the string of violence in that country. At least 20 people died and dozens were injured in a crowded cafe. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Baghdad.
The cafe was a popular hangout for young people in the small town of Sinjar in northern Iraq. Two suicide bombers targeted the evening crowd, according to police reports. Sinjar has had its share of violence. 2 years ago, the Yazidis, a religious minority who live there, were targeted in multiple explosions that killed more than 400 people and one of the highest casualty counts of any single attack in Iraq. This summer, a young girl who survived the August 2007 bombings, the only one in her extended family, had come back to Sinjar after extensive surgeries and a long recovery in Germany. There was a celebration planned to honor her return. The violence in Sinjar comes as the country has been rocked by a series of attacks in the north and in the capital. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 6 points at 9,356. This is NPR. British media reporting that the man convicted of bombing Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is about to be freed from prison. At a recent meeting, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appealed to British Prime Minister Gordon Brown for an early release. The bombing killed 270 people. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
Abdul Basset Ali al-Megrahi is suffering from terminal prostate cancer and will reportedly be released next week on compassionate grounds to join his family in Libya before he dies. He's serving a life sentence in a Scottish prison, and any decision will be made by Scottish officials. So far, the media reports have not been confirmed. The 57-year-old Megrahi is appealing his conviction by a Scottish court, claiming he was not responsible for the bombing of the London to New York flight. That view is supported by a number of people who lost relatives in the bombing, especially in the UK. But others are angry, including American Susan Cohen, whose daughter was among the victims. She said if returned to Libya, Megrahi will be a hero and Gaddafi will forget the whole thing. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Today, the NFL suspended Dante Stallworth for the season without pay after he pleaded guilty to DUI manslaughter in June. The Cleveland Browns wide receiver is banned from taking part in any team activities until he is reinstated after the Super Bowl. Police in Miami say that Stallworth was driving under the influence when he struck and killed a pedestrian in March. He pleaded guilty to DUI manslaughter, a second-degree felony, 3 months later. Stallworth was given 30 days in jail and reached a settlement with the victim's family. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.